And every week, Tuesday at 8:30 a.m., we talk about news events and we talk to people related to Lincoln County government. On the program today, Tamara Rosser from RSVP. Technically, what is your title?
I don't know if I have one.
Really?
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
It's like a one-person show with lots of volunteers.
I believe that it's a one-person show.
And so it's the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program here in Lincoln County. We've been around since 1972. Mm-hmm. We currently have 400 active volunteers throughout Lincoln County, from Otis all the way down to Yahaz out to Eddyville.
Well, today it's going to be the one-person show with you.
And you, so it's a two-person show.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk to Tamara in just a second. We're going to learn more about all the activities she has going on and how you can help and volunteer with RSVP. Let's see. Looking to the county homepage, what's new in the latest news? The video from last week's Board of Commissioner meeting is online. What was covered in that meeting? Safety alarms. Had several folks show up for that. Newport Marathon. Also, the Blue Ribbon Committee survey. If you're interested in that, you can go online and stream this. Now, some people are asking, well, how can I fast forward through it? Kind of depends on your connection speed. The faster internet connection speed, the sooner you can track and fast forward. So what I'm asking is that you just have a little patience. Let the video load. A lot like what you see when you're watching a YouTube video and you see kind of the ticker going by and you realize, you know, you can fast forward. We just don't have one of those loading meters basically on the video. So looking ahead at this week's meeting, we have one guest coming in, and that's Assistant County Counsel Kristen Yule. She'll be talking about a petition to annex property into Yahats Rural Fire Protection District, and that'll be a public hearing, so there may be other individuals there. Of course, you are welcome to come anytime. Remember, that's at 9:30 a.m., and constituent input is generally where the public is able to talk towards the end of the meeting, and that varies depending on how many presentations there are and what kinds of things the board is talking about on that day. But come to the county meetings or watch the video online. New section to the Lincoln County Sheriff's website. Emergency management is migrated into the Sheriff's section. You'll see the tab there for emergency management off the divisions tab in the Sheriff's section of the website. We think it's a little bit more logically laid out than it was previously. We think you'll also be able to find current watches and warnings from NOAA. A link straight there. That's what we're paying attention to. So hopefully that makes it easier for you on the county homepage or in the Sheriff's section of the website. That's the new emergency management redesigned website. And lastly, before we begin discussing with Tamara, I did want to point out that the Small Business Development Center has a workshop this Thursday at Oregon Coast Community College. The presenter coming is Gary Smith. He's the small business management instructor at Lynn Benton, and he'll be showing five key elements of a successful marketing effort, and this is called Customer Relations Management Tools. I don't know a lot about this. I did Wikipedia it just to try and get a little background on what he's doing, and there's a lot of technology, a lot of customer relation tips. Really runs a whole gamut of things that you can do to maximize your business potential. And he's going to dive into some of those things, automation, customer relations, and more. That's free, and that'll be Thursday at the Community Room at Oregon Coast Community College from the Small Business Development Center. So thank you for waiting, Tamara.
Oh, anytime.
So, yeah, let's do a little history here, because you've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
And where did it begin? And it was different when it started out in terms of organizationally.
Well, we started out in 1972. We are part of Senior Corps, which is the Corporation for National Community Service. And ultimately, I send reports into Congress. They're the ones that, mm-hmm. you know, say the funding level and, you know, just different things like that.
Senior Corps.
It's there's about 765 RSVPs throughout the nation. There's 4.5 million RSVP volunteers throughout the United States.
So it's big.
It's big.
What kind of national budget do you think that is? It's got to be quite significant.
It's quite significant, and they're on a continuous, again, not quite sure what the budget is. Mm-hmm. You know, I always look at my budget about $50,000 and I'm like, are they cutting it this year? Are we remaining stagnant? Right. You know, where are we at on that?
Has it remained roughly the same? I mean, is it based on community
since
size?
Since I've been around, no, it's not. And I think it's been $50,000 for, I think it started out in 1972, like $30,000. So if you look at inflation over the time, it hasn't risen with the cost of living or anything else like that. That's why we have to rely on local fundraising and this support from Lincoln County Commissioners. I do have to give a shout out to the Lincoln County Commissioners. I sent you the link, Casey. You know, it was Senior Corps Week, and we presented the Senior Corps, RSVP, the Foster Grandparent Programs, and Senior Companion Programs, presented the commissioners, you know, with a large check for, I think, $1.8 million, symbolic check, of course. And, you know, we sent that off back to, you know, Washington, D.C., and they, we were one of the few organizations that were picked up and to be highlighted locally because of the support that we get locally and from Lincoln County Commissioners. So I just want to give, you know, a little shout out to the commissioners for being so community oriented.
RSVP's mission statement, has it changed over the years or has it always been pretty much the same?
It started off getting people over the age of 55 to use their experience to give back to their communities. Now we still have that in mission statements, but it also goes to, you know, what can we do to make people live independently and healthy in their own homes and safely. You know, safety is huge. So, and we've adapted some, the Grab Bar program was one of the first ones adapted where we purchased durable medical goods with the help of Chinook Winds and some local agencies. You know, walkers, wheelchairs, canes, grab bars for the shower, you know, even a sock spreader so somebody can put their own socks on. You know what I mean? The little things in life, can you imagine not being able to put your socks on, having to wait for somebody? So we also have the SHEBA counseling. We saw about 800 people last year and helped them with their Medicare and questions and looked at their insurance bills and hospital bills to make sure that they're, you know, equaling each other. You know, people make mistakes sometimes. Billing departments aren't always... You know, computers get involved, human error. And they say the average savings to each person we saw was $1,800.
Wow, that's great.
For the year. So, yeah, just making informed decisions. We just lay out options for them.
And that can really be a big difference depending
on
your income level.
And then it's also sort of morphed into helping people with our online applications to get free and reduced prescriptions. You know, doing... Taking your medications and staying healthy is huge. We also have a very small transportation program throughout Lincoln County just to transport people to and from their non-emergency medical appointments. You know, we're really trying to hit the niche of the people that can't take the bus. I know, and the volunteers are willing to step up and do that. And then also a friendly visitor program, which the county commissioners have really helped us expand this last year, is just neighbor checking up on their socially isolated neighbor.
You know, let me ask you, I mean, over the years, and, you know, the volunteer component is so important for you. Has that changed? And I was listening to a radio program last weekend, actually, and they were talking about how people now, boomers, are seeing themselves as not necessarily retiring.
Right. They can't afford it.
How does that come
into... You know, it started out every Tuesday, you know, volunteers would go every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. and they would stuff envelopes and they would fold envelopes. And we still have volunteers that do that. But now volunteers really want to do meaningful service. They want to use their skills. And they want to give back. And then I also asked the volunteers, I'm like, you know what? Remember when you were 6 years old and you were playing with your neighborhood friends? I go, what did you play? Did you play fireman? Did you play a police officer? Was it doctor? Well, you know, you're not going to go back to college and get your degree in that. But yet you can volunteer in those fields. You can volunteer in the hospitals with hospice. You know, the DA's office has a huge need. If you wanted to be a teacher, there's all kinds of volunteer opportunities out there for you. And, you know, boomers now want flexibility. They have it. You know, they're the ones that set their schedule. They're mm-hmm. the ones that say, I'm here 3 months out of the year and I can volunteer at this point in time.
Yeah.
Or I want to volunteer for this. Project Homeless Connect, that you mm-hmm. just went off, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
I helped organize the volunteers for that. And a lot of those volunteers just volunteer for that one event. And that's great. I think we had over 100 volunteers for that one event that one day. So basically, you know, Casey, if you were to come to me, I'm like, you know, what's your timeline like? You know, what do you want to do? So I really interview the volunteer. And then they're like, well, I want to volunteer, you know, maybe with, you know, seniors. And mm-hmm. then, you know, they go to the senior center and they're like, or they somewhere else. And they're, no, that's not for me. I need a younger crowd. So, you know, you put them right. in the schools. And, oh, no, no, those kids are too noisy and, you know, too rowdy. So yeah. then, you know, yeah. you just find the little niche to where it will work for them. So maybe it's the college, you know, or, you know, marine biologists. You have the aquarium. The aquarium's pretty, you know, structured and this is how it's done. Whereas, you know, the science center, it's total different feel and aspect to it. But yet
really?
Still in the same field. So everything is all great programs, and it's just finding the right personality for the right position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're like Match.com.
We are Match.com, I guess. I never really thought about that, but it's their choice.
You really think about personalities.
You have to think about personalities, and we encourage people to tell us, say, hey, it's not working. You know, I always use the fact mm-hmm. that I've got brown hair. You know, if you don't want to volunteer somewhere because I've got brown hair, then we'll find you a redhead to volunteer with, or, you know, blonde. Right. You know, it doesn't matter to us.
Right.
It's your time. And you need to be comfortable using it.
Well, we're talking to Tamara Rosser of RSVP. We'll be back to learn more about the great things that they are doing on Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Every Tuesday, 8:30 a.m., we do this here. We talk to folks about news events and people related to Lincoln County government. Now, you can listen to this program live on the internet. It's pretty easy. You just click on Listen Live, and it comes up through your Windows Media Player. Now, if you want to preview the program or other programs, of course, there's a download center on kcup.net, and that's pretty nice because you can check out a lot of the great programs that are happening here, and we really appreciate the fact that the boss in KCUP gives us an opportunity to talk about important things like RSVP. So, I don't know, what do you think? You want to talk about the Chocolate Classics a little bit?
Let's hit on the Chocolate Classics, because, you know, I know there's a small segment of people out there that don't like chocolate, but, you know, really, who doesn't like chocolate?
So when did this all begin?
20 years ago.
20 years ago?
20 years really? Ago, the Chocolate Classics.
Amazing.
Yeah, it did. It was 20 years ago, and
do you remember the Chocolate Classics 20 years ago?
I didn't live here 20 years ago, so I have to say no, but we do have people around that do remember the Chocolate Classics.
Well, was it always an RSVP function?
It was always been an RSVP
Amazing.
Function.
Cool.
So, so Chocolate Classics, you know, you have chefs throughout Lincoln County mm-hmm. come and enter their chocolate creations.
Have you found that it's, I mean, do food type chefs, dessert type chefs? I mean, I know
there is
cakes
a huge,
and cupcakes
if
is
you,
the rage right now.
If you know some chefs that are out there, they're either a chef or a pastry chef.
Right.
You know, so, you know, sometimes there's a little crossover, but they're, you know, like,
Generally very different?
Generally, this is what they are. I'm a chocolatier. I'm a pastry chef. Or, you know, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm this. So, but chocolate can be savory. So, you know, we have chefs that are entering all different kinds of things.
So can you kind of enlighten me on what kinds of chocolate creations you might
discover?
We have
somebody that's going to enter a chocolate lasagna this year. And
no
I've actually
way.
Had
I was not
it.
Thinking
yeah.
you were going to go there.
Yeah.
A chocolate lasagna.
A chocolate lasagna. I've actually had it. Danya Marie's in Nye Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little on the spicy side, but it's good.
Okay. So do you have some of the traditional ingredients of a lasagna? With
no,
chocolate
not
added,
really.
Or does this just take it to
it's
the next
just,
level
take
of
it
sweet?
To the total next level. But it's not that sweet. Like, they put a little bit of a spice in there.
Wow.
We have,
that's
you know, it's just such a wide variety of people just entering anything. The requirement is it has to have contain chocolate. That's the only requirement. So
noticeably, I mean, you know, chopped if you don't get those ingredients in.
Yeah, chocolate has to be there. Even, you know, white chocolate is okay. not a chocolate. So
what?
Right. So it has
white chocolate's not a chocolate. It's
not made out of cocoa beans.
So it's been misnamed.
It's completely been misnamed. Huh. So 20th annual Chef Leif Benson, he is on the Western Culinary Institute Executive Board. He is our lead judge again this year. He's going to come down from Timberline Lodge cool. and judge. And then we also have like Allison from the News Guard that will do it. And, you know, Gail.
She's a judge too, Allison.
Uh-huh. So, you know, it's completely legitimate because, you know, the biggest scandal in the world would be if it was rigged, which it's not. So, because that would be a great media story, wouldn't it?
So what do you envision? How many entries?
We've got 12 entries okay. That are entering. We've got two bands that have signed on board to
Who's
play.
Playing?
Pass Forward and Clean Slate.
Pass Forward and Clean Slate.
Pass Forward.
Oh, Pass Forward.
Uh-huh, and Clean Slate. this year is the 20th year, so we are going with a Roaring Twenties theme. So we're encouraging people to dress up. You know,
really?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a photographer there that will be taking pictures. And I just want to say we have such a great committee and we've got such great community support that, you know, everybody's donating their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bands are donating their time. The photographers are donating their time. So it's really going to be, you know, a lot of profit for the seniors in Lincoln County because 100% of this fundraiser is goes back and stays here in Lincoln County. We've tried to keep the tickets really reasonable. When this started out 20 years ago, it was $20 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're asking an advance $30 a ticket or two for $50.
Okay.
So,
includes eating how much chocolate?
As much as you want.
Oh.
So ask the question to yourself, can you have too much chocolate in one sitting? And, you know, if you don't know that answer, come and find out. We do have some non-chocolate appetizers that will be there.
Okay.
And have you been to the aquarium at night? Because this is
yeah.
at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different aquarium. Have you noticed that?
Is it going to be in the tank areas? Or
it's throughout the aquarium.
Over? Mm-hmm.
Except for in like Passages of the Deep, that will be open to people to go and wander and explore.
It'll be open, but it won't be in Passages.
It's not going to be in Passages okay. because if it's bad weather, nobody's mm-hmm. going out there.
Right.
And so this is a great time for chefs to highlight their skills.
So you get to kind of, you know, walk around, taste the chocolate,
listen
to the
music.
Sounds nice.
Have your photo taken. You know, date night, girls' night out, just to come, just to eat chocolate, you know.
Wow.
It's a really fun event.
So where do we buy tickets then?
You can purchase them at TLC Federal Credit Union
okay.
here or in Lincoln City, Washington Federal in Wellport, Newport Bay Candle Company is selling them. Or you can go to the aquarium's website, aquarium.org, and you can purchase
get them
online.
There, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it
yeah,
pretty easy,
the aquarium
doesn't it?
Is, you know, we have RSVP has a lot of volunteers at the aquarium, and the aquarium is a tremendous support for us. So can't do it without Candy Smith and, you know, Tina, their graphic artist. It just really warms my heart to look around Lincoln County and see all the work that's being done here with the volunteers and the different businesses that step up just to help out.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the 20th annual, that's really impressive. And everything goes back into RSVP, right?
Everything goes back into RSVP. And we've got, you know, a little bit of federal funds, as I said earlier. So that takes care of the administrative costs. So mm-hmm. goes 100% back into running our programs and helping seniors with the mileage reimbursement. We do a supplemental insurance for them. We do trainings for seniors. So it, you know, it stays here. You know, it's 100% going back.
Did you mention something earlier about TLC and something that was happening with them?
Actually, OSU, Federal Credit Union.
OSU? Okay.
They have changed locations, as you know, and they are having a Heroes Award. So different agencies that have, you know, worked with United Way in the past get to nominate their volunteers. And then you go online to OSU, Federal Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
and you vote for your favorite volunteer. So we have Dr. Reynolds
One of our
Sheba volunteers, okay, who is amazing, cancels people with Medicare. He actually saved somebody about $15,000 when he found an error, and advocated for him through.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a big error.
Huge error. A lot of times we'll find errors like $66, mm-hmm, but $15,000 is huge. He's, yeah, just a phenomenal volunteer. Volunteered, you know, during open enrollment with Medicare Part D.
And so,
you know,
he looks at the forms, he looks at the financials.
He'll match them up, he'll ask questions. He's a retired physician from San Francisco, moved up here with his wife, and he's just amazing, the knowledge and the respect that he brings to the program. We have a lot of amazing volunteers out there, but, you know, he's dedicated his life to helping people understand Medicare.
And is he available more than just open enrollment type situations?
Yeah, he's available throughout the whole year. Samaritan Health Services, the foundation, gives us a little cubicle over there for him to use and see, mm-hmm, people, and he just talks to people, and they think they come in with, you know, this one problem. And by under talking to him, he'll find out, you know, there's a couple other things that they need to fix. So he'll spend, you know, 15 hours on, you know, with one person just helping them find things out.
And is he the only person in that area?
We need more people, but he does, you know, the Newport area. We have people in Toledo, Lincoln City, and in Wellport. So we try and, you know, make it so you don't have to drive very far if you can't, okay, get there. So call our office, make an appointment, mm-hmm, 541-336-7772. And, you know, just make informed decisions. It's all about, you know, the volunteers for this program just lay out your options for you. And then you can look at them, and then you take it away, and then you make a decision, or you can make a decision right there. You know, like I always say, you know, you can decide whatever you want because we don't get any money from it.
Right. And the kinds of things people could do, let's just kind of list off the different things somebody could do.
You know, we have over 50 different places people can volunteer, wow, at throughout Lincoln County, and probably 100 plus different positions that they can volunteer at. So.
Man.
If you can dream it and think about it, we can probably fit you in that
niche. Well, there's just such a great need for it. But yet, on the other hand, you can really find something that maybe fits what you've done career-wise or,
right,
you know, maybe fits what you think is your strength.
Exactly. And like I said, go back to when you were playing around as a kid. And let's go ahead and help you realize those childhood dreams. They're going to look a little bit different. But yet, what a sense of accomplishment. And there are so many wonderful agencies in Lincoln County that RSVP partners with,
yeah,
and so much community support that we have that we could not do it without local support. But, you know, we're like the rest of the agencies around. We have to fundraise. So come to the Chocolate Classics,
yeah,
and
Chocolate Classics.
Come and make the sacrifice and eat chocolate.
Support RSVP in Lincoln County since
1972. Make the sacrifice. Eat chocolate. Yes.
And the 20th annual. Yeah. Well, that's great, Tamara. And those tickets are available at TLC, different locations. You can simply call you at 541-336, right? 7772.
Yes.
Tamara Rosser and RSVP. Okay, Chocolate Classics, that's coming your way January 29th. All right. Well, thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Casey.
Very good. Not enough time to explore everything you're doing, but it's really good to hear about it, and we'll just have to have you on the program again.
Always. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So you've been listening to Lincoln County Connections, and I'm checking with my guy over there, and he's saying one more minute. And remember, every Tuesday at 8:30 a.m., we do this program. And coming up next week on the program, who is coming next week on the program? Well, I don't have that information listed here. I wish I could tell you. Could quite possibly be something very important as we're counting it down. So remember, kcup.net, you can stream the program. You can download the programs later live at the download center at kcup.net. For more information about upcoming information for Lincoln County, for RSVP, I think we can get that on the county homepage. Go to www.co.lincoln.or.us. And thanks for listening.